الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading in the chapter the author he mentioned. حفظه الله تعالى أوصاف القلوب, the descriptions of the hearts, and he has been mentioning a summarization of that which has been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى in his work شفاء العليل, in the description of the hearts that have deviated and have been misguided and far away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heedless and far from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the descriptions of al-qulub al-za'iga, al-qulub al-za'iga, in the deviant hearts. We have seen that the hearts are two types, qulubun mustaqima, qulubun mustaqima. There are hearts that are upright and steadfast upon the love of Allah and the tawheed of Allah and obedience and submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal, and submission and surrender and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are other hearts, on the contrary, qulubun za'iga, deviant hearts, waliyadhu billah, and al-qulub al-za'iga laha usaf. لَهَا أُصَافٌ ذَمِيمَةٌ. And the deviant hearts, they have descriptions. They have lowly and blameworthy descriptions. So from the benefit of reading about these descriptions is for one to take heed and to take precaution and warning, to take an admonition, and likewise to see the great favor and bounty that Allah has bestowed upon a person with sincere faith, that he has insight and that he has iman, and that he is not blind in this manner, nor is his heart sealed. Rather, he remembers Allah and benefits from that remembrance. So we continue reading, and the author, he mentioned, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ وَمِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا مَا جَاءَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And from the descriptions, meaning the descriptions of the hearts, is that which has come in this statement of Allah the Most High. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرَضًا. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرَضًا. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. And on that day we shall present the hellfire to the disbelievers plain to see, yani in plain view. It will be presented to them clearly, and they will witness it in front of them. And there are those whose eyes had been under a covering from my reminder. And their eyes were sealed and under a covering from my reminder, meaning from the noble Quran. And they were not able to bear to even listen to it or to hear it. So this is also from those traits. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The author, he says, وَهَذَا يَتَضَمَّنُ مَعْنَيَيْنِ. And this consists here of two meanings. Again, this is from the summarization of Shaykh Abdul Razak, but this is from the work of Shaykh of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. وَهَذَا يَتَضَمَّنُ مَعْنَيَيْنِ. And this here consists of two meanings. And we review the verse again. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرَضًا. And we will present the hellfire on that day, meaning on the day of resurrection, to the disbelievers in plain view. In plain view. And who are they? Those who will be presented to the hellfire in this manner. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And they are those whom their eyes were under covering. Their eyes were under a covering from my remembrance, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and from the greatest remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the مِنْ أَعْظَمِ ذِكْرِ الْقُرْآنُ الْكَرِيمُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. And they were not able to hear. So here Allah is mentioning that they have covering on their eyes, they're not able to see, and that they are not able to hear whatsoever. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. So he mentioned that this consists of two meanings. أَحَدُهُمَا أَنَّ أَعْيُنَهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَمَّا تَضَمَّنَهُ الذِّكْرِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَدِلَّةِ تَوْحِيدِهِ وَعَجَائِبِ قُدْرَتِهِ. And the first meaning is that their eyes were under a cover. Their eyes were under a cover from that which the remembrance consists of, and in the Quran, from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his verses and his signs and miracles and clear evidences and proofs, and from the evidences of his tawheed subhanahu wa ta'ala and the amazing affairs indicating his supreme power and ability to do all things. Their eyes are not able to see these affairs. They have a cover on them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. They have a cover on them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, وَالثَّانِي. The second issue this consists of, أَنَّ عَيُونَ قُلُوبِهِمْ فِي غِطَاعٍ أَنْ فَهْمِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ وَالِهْتِدَاءِ بِهِ. He says, and the second affair is that the eyes of their hearts is also under a cover. Is under a cover from understanding the Quran and being able to reflect upon it and to be guided by it. The eyes of their hearts, meaning going back to the insight, is under a cover. They're not able to understand the Quran, nor to ponder and reflect on it, nor to follow its guidance. وَهَذَا الْغِطَاءُ لِلْقَلْبِ أَوَّلًا ثُمَّ يَسْرِي مِنْهُ إِلَى الْعَيْنِ. This is a cover that is on the heart first, and then it will move to the eyes. And so this is a very dangerous affair. The heart can become corrupted until the extent that a person, he will not be able to see the truth even if it's in front of him. And he will likewise not be able to hear the truth even if it's presented in the most eloquent and clear manner. All of this is from the dangers of the heart. So he says, وَمِنْهَا مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. From those descriptions is that which has come in the statement of Allah the Most High. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they say, this was in reference to the Jews specifically, and they say our hearts are wrapped up. يعني غُلْف قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف. يعني that our hearts are wrapped up in a covering. Wrapped up in a covering, meaning that they're not able to hear or understand the words of Allah. And Allah, he says, بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Rather, Allah has cursed them because of their disbelief. And little is it that they believe. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So they claim this as a type of excuse, that their hearts have coverings on them and they're not able to understand. This was from the excuses that they presented in disbelieving in the noble Quran and not confessing to the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following him. They claim that their hearts had seals on them. They claim that their hearts had coverings on them and they're not able to understand. And this was an excuse for them to reject faith and to not believe. But Allah, he clarified that that is a false claim and clarified that they're lying and said, بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Rather, Allah has cursed them. بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Rather, the true reality is that Allah has cursed them because of their disbelief. And how little do they believe. He mentions here, أَيْ لَا تَفْقَهُ وَلَا تَفْهَمُ مَا تَقُولُ. Meaning our hearts do not understand or comprehend that what you're saying. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وقتادة ومجاهد. Ibn Abbas وقتادة ومجاهد رضي الله عنهم. They mentioned the interpretation of this verse, عَلَى قُلُوبِنَا غِشَاوَةٌ فِيهَا فِي أَوْعِيَةٍ فَلَا تَعِي وَلَا تَفْقَهُ مَا تَقُولُ. Meaning that our hearts are in a covering. That our hearts are in a covering. And they're created in this manner with a covering on them, in a casing, and we're not able to comprehend or understand what you're saying. So he says, وَكَأَنَّهُمْ اِدَّعُوا أَنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ خُلِقَتْ فِي غُلْفٍ. It's as if they're claiming that their hearts were created in this casing or covering. And he meaning that this is their excuse. Our hearts were created in this manner. We're not able to comprehend what you're saying. So you have to excuse us if we do not believe in you. Or we do not follow you. This is their claim. He says, فَهُمْ مَعْذُورُونَ فِي عَدِمِ الْإِيمَانِ كَأَنَّهُمْ اِدَّعُوا أَنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ خُلِقَتْ فِي غُلْفٍ. فَهُمْ مَعْذُورُونَ فِي عَدِمِ الْإِيمَانِ. It's as if they're claiming that their hearts were created in this casing and their excuse for not believing. فَأَكْذَبُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَقَالَ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ وَفِي الْآيَةِ الْأُخْرَى بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Rather, Allah, he clarified that they're lying, and Allah, he mentioned, rather, Allah sealed their hearts because of their disbelief. And in the other verse, rather, Allah, he cursed them because of their disbelief. So they're not excusing that. Rather, what happened to their hearts is that they had rejected faith. They had turned away from obedience until their hearts became dark and hard and sealed in this manner. And then Allah cursed them and left them upon their way because of their disbelief and their rebellious disobedience. So he says here, وَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ. So the Most High, he mentioned here, أَنَّ طَبَعَ وَالْإِبْعَادَ عَنْ تَوْفِيقِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ إِنَّمَا كَانَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ الَّذِي اخْتَارُوهُ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَآثَرُوهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. So Allah is informing here that the fact that their hearts were sealed and they were cast away from the guidance of Allah and from His grace, it was only because of their disbelief that they had chosen for themselves and that they preferred over sincere faith. فَعَقَابَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِالطَّبَعَ وَاللَّعْنَ. So therefore Allah punished them for this by sealing their hearts and cursing them. The heart, the taba', we have seen that in the previous class. The khatam and the taba', whenever the heart is sealed with the evil that is found therein and no goodness will be able to enter. And no goodness and no khair and no guidance and no light and no iman will be able to enter. Rather it be sealed with the evil that it has inside of it. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. This is from the worst levels that the heart can reach. The worst and the lowest levels that the heart can reach. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And as for the la'na, then this means الْإِبْعَادُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. يعني الْغَضَبُ. الْغَضَبُ مِنْ اللَّهِ وَالْإِبْعَادُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The curse of Allah, this means the anger of Allah. The anger of Allah, and that a person will be cast far away from the mercy of Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is what happened to them. This is what happened to them, the Jews specifically. And we know that they are people of knowledge. They were people who believe in prophets and messengers and follow prophets and messengers alayhi musallatu wassalam, and they believed in the guidance and they had revelation and light, but they misused that and abused that, and they had great animosity and hatred and rancor and preference for this worldly life until they had fallen into disbelief in this manner and their hearts were sealed and they were cursed. And they are maghdubun alayhim waliyadhi billah, because they have knowledge and they abuse it and did not use it properly to draw near to Allah. Rather, they use it to gain a miserly price from this worldly life. So this is a great admonition for the believers, especially those who are involved in knowledge and worship, to not be like them, or else the same outcome will occur. Their hearts could be sealed and they'll be cursed and cast far away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالْمَعْنَى لَمْ نَخْلُقْ قُلُوبَهُمْ غُلْفًا لا تَعِي وَلَا تَفْقَهُ ثُمَّ نَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ. And the meaning here, بَلْ لَعْنَهُمَ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. The meaning here is that we did not create their hearts sealed or in a covering that they're not able to comprehend or understand, and then after that we'll order them with sincere faith. وَهُمْ لَا يَفْهَمُونَهُ وَلَا يَفْقَهُونَهُ. And they do not understand it nor comprehend it. بَلْ اكْتَسَبُوا أَعْمَالًا عَقَبْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْهَا بِالطَّبَعَ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْخَاتْمِ عَلَيْهَا. Rather, they performed actions and deeds that we punished them for. And from the punishment that they were punished with is that their hearts were sealed and closed and locked. And this is from the great fundamental principle that is well known, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the reward is from the type of action, that the recompense is according to the type of action. Similarly, like this, Allah, He mentioned as well about the Jews, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. And whenever they deviated, Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So this is a dangerous affair. And if we ponder over these traits here, many of these lowly traits are mentioned, that the hearts are sealed or the hearts are locked and the likes. And then the outcome of that is that they do not understand. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. This comes many times in the description of the Jews, and likewise in the descriptions of the hypocrites, and their hearts are sealed. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They do not understand. They do not have fiqh in the religion. They do not understand the true reality of life. They do not comprehend the tawheed. They do not comprehend the tawheed and the true understanding and the wisdom from the creation of the heavens and the earth. This is the outcome. And also on the contrary, this is an indication of the great virtue and blessing of having fiqh in the deen, of having true fiqh in the deen. We know that true fiqh in the deen, al-fiqh fi al-deen, according to the Salaf, huwa al-ilmu alladhi yashabuhu al-amal. It is the type of knowledge that's accompanied by action. It's a type of knowledge that is accompanied by action. So the Shaykh, he says, now wa minha, and then also from the descriptions of the heart, al-hijab, 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 al-hijab means a veil. These words, they're all similar, but they have different understandings or specific understandings. There's a general meaning that the hearts are covered and they're not able to benefit from the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But there are different aspects with different realities. وَمِنْهَا الْحِجَابِ. وَمِنْهَا الْحِجَابِ. And from the diseases of the heart, or the things that would affect and corrupt the heart, and that the heart can be described with, is that it has a hijab on it. That it has a hijab on it. It has a veil. كما في قوله تعالى حكاية عنهم, just like is in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal whenever He's mentioning about them. ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب, and between us and between you is a hijab. You know, this is what the disbelievers from the nations of the prophets and messengers, they mentioned to their prophets and messengers whenever they came to them. They would mention the likes of this. وبيننا وبينك حجاب. That between us and between you is a hijab. There's a veil. We're not able to comprehend what you're saying. We're not able to hear what you're saying. There's a hijab. We can't see what you're talking about. وقوله, and likewise the statement of Allah, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. And likewise the statement of Allah, the Most High, and whenever you recite the Quran, we place between you and between those who do not believe in the hereafter a covering and a veil. A covering and a veil. Any whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will recite the Quran, and those disbelievers there were listening, there will be a veil and a curtain placed there. They will not be able to understand. They will be prohibited from benefiting. The Shaykh, he says, وَالْمَعْنَى جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِذَا قَرَأْتَهُ وَبَيْنَهُمْ حِجَابًا. And the meaning is that we'll place between the Quran whenever you recite it, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and between them a veil. يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ فَهْمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ وَالْإِيمَانِ بِهِ. It will place between you as you recite the Qur'an and between them a veil that will come between them in understanding and reflecting and pondering over the Qur'an and believing in it. وَيُبَيِّنُهُ قَوْلُهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا. And that which clarifies this is the statement of Allah, the Most High, and from them there are those who listen to you. And from them there are those who listen to you. And from those disbelievers, from those pagans, from Quraysh, there are those who listen to you. And sometimes it would happen that they would find themselves listening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he recites the Quran. But no doubt from the true means to benefit from the Qur'an is to listen. But the issue goes back to the intention upon listening. And if a person, he listens with a good intention, with faith and hoping to believe and to benefit, then he will benefit bi-idhnillahi ta'ala and Allah will guide him. But if a person, he listens with a foul intention or with disbelief or doubts or with ulterior motives and the likes like this, without sincere faith, then he will not benefit. And this is how they would listen. And this is why the hijab was placed between them even whenever they're listening and hearing the recitation of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. And from them there are those who listen to you. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا. And we have placed on their hearts covers and casings so that they are not able to understand. We have placed on their ears وَقَرَى, يعني deafness and a block in their ears. He says, وَهَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَةُ هِيَ الثَّلَاثَةُ الْمَذْكُورَةُ فِي قَوْلِهِ. And these three affairs here, they're the three issues mentioned in the statement of Allah, the Most High. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقَرٌ وَمِنْ بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ وَمِنْ بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ. And these three affairs are mentioned all in one verse in Surah Fussilat. And Allah, He says that those disbelievers, they say to their prophets and messengers, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ. They say that our hearts are in أَكِنَّةٍ, any meaning in those casings, in those covers. مِمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. Meaning that what you're calling us to, we're not able to understand or hear it.
because our hearts are covered. وَفِي أَذَانِنَا وَقَرٌ, and our ears, they have deafness. There is a block in our ear prohibiting us from listening to you. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ, between us and you there is a curtain, there's a veil. There's a veil. Even they say, فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَمِلُونَ, فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَمِلُونَ. So do what you're going to do, we're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to do what we're going to do.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشُرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون.
The verses that continue, these beautiful verses in Surah Al-Fusilat. But this is the shahid here that it's mentioning that the hearts they are covered with akinnah, and that the ears they have the waqar, the samam and the thiqal, meaning the heaviness and a block in the ear, making them deaf, not able to hear, and on their eyes there is a hijab. And on their eyes, there's a hijab, a veil, a curtain. They're not able to see. They're not able to see. So this is what they claim for themselves as an excuse for why they rejected the truth that the prophets and messengers they came with. So he says, فَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ جَعَلُهُ. And Allah, He informed and mentioned, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, that it was Allah who has done this. And they're claiming that, they can't see or they can't hear, or they can't comprehend and reflect, and this is their excuse, but in reality, it is Allah who covered their hearts and sealed their hearts, and it is Allah who veiled their eyes and blocked their ears, as a recompense for their disbelief and for their transgression and disobedience and rebellion. وَلِيَذَا بِلَا فَالْحِجَابُ يَمْنَعُ رُؤَةِ الْحَقِّ وَالْأَكِنَّةُ تَمْنَعُ مِنْ فَهْمِهِ وَالْوَقَرْ يَمْنَعُ مِنْ سَمَائِهِ. So the hijab, it prohibits a person from being able to see the truth. And the akinna, and in the hijab, the veil, and the veil and the curtain, it prohibits a person from being able to see the truth. And the akinna, any of the coverings on the heart prohibit a person from understanding it. And al-waqar, the deafness and the block in the ear prohibits a person from listening. From listening. And you're listening to the truth in a manner that will benefit. And again, listening to the Quran is from the means to benefit, to be silent and to listen. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Whenever the Quran is recited, then listen to it attentively and be quiet, be silent, so that you may obtain mercy. So from the means of benefiting from the Quran is to be silent. To be silent inwardly and outwardly, to be silent and to not say anything with your tongue physically, and likewise to be silent in your heart and to listen attentively, to not say anything, rather to surrender and to accept and to listen, the listening of a person who is looking for guidance and someone is hoping to benefit, not someone who is ready to reject or find fault or look for errors and mistakes, And this is the difference between the two. From them, there are those who would listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of their intention, their eyes will be veiled, and their ears will be blocked, and their hearts will be sealed, and they will not be able to understand. But others, they would listen and they would benefit. And faith would enter into their hearts. Even some of them, maybe they would not confess their faith in the beginning, but it would sink into their heart, and it would grow, and Allah would favor them and bless them. And they would eventually enter into the fold of that Islam, like Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, whenever he was in the Prophet's masjid sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Maghrib time, and the Prophet is reciting Surah At-Tur, and he came to the verses Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in am humul khaliqun am khalaqu as-samawati wal arda bal la yuqinun am khalaqu as-samawati wal arda بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. Were they created from nothing? Are they themselves the creator? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Rather, they have no sincere faith, or rather they have no certainty. They're not sure. He says, whenever he heard this and he came to this portion, which is more than half of the chapter. The chapter is 2 pages. So he already recited more than a whole page. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he's coming now to this portion here. Of this, he says, كَادَ قَلْبِي أَنْ يَطِيرُ. He says, my heart is about to fly out of my chest, because he's listening. His heart and his mind is listening. He's captured by the recitation, and he was affected. And he was affected, although he did not announce his faith and enter to the fold of Islam until years later, radiallahu anhu. Even it's been mentioned in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla about the jinn, about the jinn that Allah, He says about them in the chapter, the jinn, and likewise in the last page of Surah Al-Ahqaf, the story of the jinn, those who listen to the Quran. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been revealed to me that a group from the jinn, استَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ, they listened. There was a group from the jinn, they listened. They listened, they're listening attentively, listening with the intent to benefit, and listening with a heart that is open, and with a good intention, and this led them to say, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يعني عَجِيبًا بَدِيعًا فِي فَصَاعَتِهِ وَبَلَاغَتِهِ. It's like, we heard an amazing recitation. We have heard an amazing recitation. An amazing recitation, yani full of guidance and benefit. يَهَدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. And it guides to upright guidance, and we believed in it. Meaning immediately. فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. And immediately we believed in it. We believed in it. وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And we will never associate partners with our Lords whatsoever. We'll never associate partners with our Lord, whatsoever. So to listen to the Qur'an is of utmost importance. To listen with a heart that is attentive, and to listen with a heart that is alive, and to pay attention, to strive, and to hope to understand, to seek the help of Allah to benefit. To seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal to benefit and to understand. To understand the proper understanding, and for the recitation to sink into the heart, and for a person to take admonition and to be guided. And to be guided. So here the author, he's mentioning here a dangerous affair, and that it is Allah who sealed their hearts. They're claiming that they can't hear, their hearts are sealed, or that their hearts were created in this manner with the casing. This is their excuse, but in reality, it is Allah who sealed their hearts. And it is Allah who closed their ears. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forbade them and did not allow them to benefit. Did not show them grace nor mercy. And therefore they were not guided. They were not guided. So this creation is the creation of Allah. And we are the slaves of Allah. And Allah, He guides whom He wills. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides whom He wills and He leads astray whom He wills. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَنِعْمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He guides whom He wills from His grace and from His mercy and from His blessing. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِعِلْمِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ. And He leads astray whom He wills with His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom and justice. And justice. So this will cause a believer to fear Allah, to fear Allah, to beg Allah to guide his heart. And this is why we see that the dua of the rasikhuna fil ilm, this was indicated in our previous class, we're reading, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's referring to that in the narration of Anas. Ya muthabbit al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Ya muthabbit al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned a supplication which is derived from that verse in Surah Ali Imran. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. This is the supplication of الراسخون في العلم. Meaning those people who are firmly grounded in knowledge, those sincere and true believers who have strong faith and high rank with Allah Azza wa Jal. What do they supplicate for? What do they say? What are they calling on Allah for? To not misguide them after being guided. This is what they're afraid of. This is what they're afraid of. This is what they're worried about. They're worried about, number one, is their faith. And this is also what is clarified in the previous class, likewise, from the hadith of Salama, radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the supplication more than any other supplication. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbil qalbi ala dinik, O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Because this is the greatest blessing. This is the greatest favor. This is the greatest benefit. This is the greatest sa'adah. This is the greatest farah. This is the greatest joy. This is the greatest happiness. This is the greatest delight. This is the peak of life. To know Allah Azza wa Jalla and to surrender to Him and to have contentment in faith. To have contentment in faith. All of mankind is looking for happiness, but true happiness only comes from Iman. From Iman. Al-Iman is sadiq wal amal is salih. This is the only way. This is the only way. Any other happiness or joy is short-lived and is followed up by bitter pain and sorrow and hardship and grief and agony. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The only joy that is true and the only happiness that is everlasting is that which is based upon faith. أَفَرَحُ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, to rejoice over one's faith and his belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. So a believer, if he ever at one time tasted for a moment the sweetness of faith, this would be the greatest thing in his life. The greatest thing in his life. And he will hope to always have that and to have more of that. And he will fear greatly that will be stripped from him. So then he will begin to say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّ الْقَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ صَرِّفْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى طَاعَتِكَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ. It's of utmost importance to learn the likes of these supplications. And if we ponder over a number of the ad'iyya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ad'iyya and nabawiyya, the prophetic supplications, we'll find the likes of this. It's collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that from the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, sometimes the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll consist of requests, talabat, that the Prophet would ask for the good of this life. Other times they're ta'awudhat. And these are also very important supplications. And to reflect and ponder over these affairs, because you want one thing and the other things you do not want. There's some things that you hope to have, and there's things that you do not want to have. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So you don't just ask to be upon the straight path, brother. You ask to be upon the straight path, not the path of those who earned your anger, nor on the path of those who have gone astray. So you want to be on the straight path, but you want to be clear upon that way. And you don't want to have any share of the anger of Allah, nor of any misguidance whatsoever. So you want and hope for this goodness, and you fear and dread to fall into this evil. So sometimes there are supplications that they begin with, Allahumma inni a'udhu bik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bik. Aw astaeedhu bik. Like this. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Like this. This is al-istiyadha. This is a great action of worship that's done with the tongue, no doubt, but it's in the heart. It's seeking refuge with Allah, seeking protection from Allah, fearing that one will be tried with these affairs. And from that is this hadith that I'm referring to from the narration of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawari ni'matika wa tahawwuli afiyatika wa fuja'ati niqmatika wa jami'i sakhatika. And from the benefit of the supplications of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is found in the Quran and in the Sunnah, is that they're ad'iyya jami'a, that they're concise, all-inclusive supplications, and they're also mujaza. They're concise and they're short and brief, and also they are ma'suma. They are safe from error. So they're the most complete, concise, and precise supplications that are safe from any mistakes or error. So they're short and brief, and they contain many great beneficial meanings, and also they are safe from error. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawari ni'matika. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you, that your blessing will go away. The head of all blessings is the blessing of al-Islam. So this is seeking refuge with Allah, that the blessing of al-Islam will be taken away. So the same way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ask for his heart to be firm upon the religion of al-Islam, also he would seek refuge with Allah, that favor and blessing of al-Islam will be stripped from him. So this is something that a believer, he fears, especially in these days, for himself first and foremost, for his own soul, nafsi, first and foremost, wallahi, for his own soul, first and foremost, and then for his wife, and then for his children, and his family members, and his brothers and sisters likewise in al-Islam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawari ni'matika. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you, that your blessing will go away, meaning that it will be stripped, that Islam will be taken from me. What do you have billah? وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ. And then your afiyah would change. And if one, the first one is about the blessing being stripped, and the second one is about the afiyah changing from afiyah to bala. So a person, maybe he's in a state of afiyah, he's in a state of goodness, he's in a state of ease, he's in a state of well-being, in his religion and in his family, in his wealth and his health and his well-being, he's in a state of afiyah. But the Prophet ﷺ is seeking refuge that this would change. So the blessing of Islam can be stripped, and a person, his circumstance can change. He can go from being wealthy to being impoverished and poor and in need. He can go from giving and helping the people from taking and being in need of the people. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And he can be from those who are upright and guided and strong in his faith, from those who are left and abandoned, calling on the graves and the likes like this. And he, in a moment, he could, the blessings could change. His situation could change. He could be in a good state today, and all of that can be taken from him and be turned upside down and changed in a moment. And the command is in the hands of Allah. So one, he must remember the blessings of Allah and the favors of Allah and seek refuge that this would ever change. That this would ever change. وَتَحَوَّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ وَفُجَاءَةِ نِقْمَتِكَ. And also from your sudden retribution. From your sudden retribution. So what some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned about this, the fuja'a. This is when something happens suddenly. So when something happens suddenly, there's no time to react. It's over. It already happened. You don't have no time to think about it. You don't have no time to think about it. So if the retribution of the punishment of Allah befalls someone suddenly, there's no time to repent. There's no time to repent. This is an amazing affair. And to seek refuge from Allah Azza wa Jalla, that a person will ever be in a situation where he will be struck with the punishment of Allah before he has opportunity to repent. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فُجَاءَةِ نِقْمَتِكَ. And some people, they are struck, they're struck with this. Some people, the niqma, the punishment and the retribution of Allah comes to them suddenly and they have no time to repent. It's too late for them. They've been left to their desires. Their hearts have been sealed. Their ears are blocked and deaf, and they do not see, nor do they look for the truth. And death comes to them suddenly. What do you have to belong in that state? In that state. So this is something to seek refuge from. This is something to fear. And the one who fears something, he will stay away from it. He will not come close to it. So if we fear for our Islam to be stripped from us, then that means that we will keep ourselves away from things that will lead to that. And if we are afraid that our blessings will be taken from us, then that means that we must show thanks for the blessings and show great gratitude for the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla and strive to use them in the avenues of that which is pleasing and strive, the utmost striving to refrain and avoid using the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla and that which will earn His anger subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which is displeasing to Him. And that was displeasing to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa jami'i sakhatika. And this is the end of the supplication. And I seek refuge with you from all of the things that will earn your anger. That would earn your anger. Also in Bukhari and Muslim, another supplication. I mention these now as an encouragement for the brothers and sisters to memorize them. And if those who didn't were able to write them down, then you can always find the recording or ask after class. Inshallah, we can find them and write them down or send them to you. And the likes like this. Inshallah, maybe some of the brothers will provide the post for these affairs with the translation of these supplications. This one that's in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. So as we read these supplications, we want to learn them. This is an encouragement for us to learn them, but also ponder over the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are his words. These are his words. So it was revealed to him the words of Allah. And he recited the book of Allah and taught that and clarified that and abided by that and upheld that application inwardly and outwardly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was from the Jawamil Karim, from the concise speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also his words as well. His words as well were blessed words. And his speech was beneficial speech. From the greatest speech of mankind and the most beneficial speech from the people. And if you can just ponder of the humbleness and the servitude and the circumstance the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be in making these supplications. He's the messenger of Allah, yet he's calling on Allah and seeking refuge with Allah that the blessing he has would be taken from him. And that his circumstance and the goodness and well-being that he has would change. That would change and he will be placed in a bad situation or circumstance or be tried with great trials. And he's afraid and begging Allah that the retribution and punishment of Allah will not befall him suddenly. And he's seeking refuge with all of the things that will make Allah angry. So to imagine, this is our role model. This is our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are his supplications. Whenever he would worship Allah, this is what he would say. Listen to this supplication. He would say, Allahumma laka aslamtu, wa bika amantu, wa alayka tawakkaltu, wa ilayka anabtu, wa bika khasamtu. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'izzatika la ilaha illa anta an tudillani anta al-hayy alladhi la yamut wal jinnu wal insu yamutun. He would say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma laka aslamtu, O Allah, I have submitted to you in al-Islam, in obedience. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ, and I believe in you. وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ, and I put my trust and reliance upon you. وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ, and I repent and return to you with sincere devotion. وَبِكَ خَاصَمْتُ, and by way of you, I dispute and clarify the truth. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّتِكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَنْ تُضِلَّنِي. O Allah, I seek refuge by your might. There's none worthy of worship except for you, that you would cause me to go astray. أَنْتَ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَالْجِنُّ وَالْإِنسُ يَمُوتُونَ. You're the one who is alive and never dies. And the jinn and mankind, they're all going to die. They're all going to die. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's confessing his servitude to Allah. I have surrendered and submitted to you in obedience. I believe in you. Oh Allah, I put my faith and trust and reliance upon you. I repent to you and I turn to you in sincere devotion. And it's by way of you that I clarify the truth. And oh Allah, I seek refuge in your might. There's none worthy of worship except for you, that you will cause me to go astray. That you will cause me to go astray. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, you're the one who is alive and never dies. And the jinn and the men, they will all die. They will all die. So these are from those beautiful supplications that a believer, he should learn. He should learn and recite them, say them. Say them with a heart that is alive. Learn how to pronounce them properly, verbally, with the tongue, and then say them and understand the meaning and say them while meaning it. Say these supplications and mean it whenever one he says it. And inshallah, he will find great benefit. Also in Sahih Muslim, another narration by Zayd ibn Arqam. And we've seen in our previous classes last week a portion of that narration. But the whole narration is very beneficial. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajizi wal-kasil, wal-jubni wal-bukhul, wal-harami, wa'adhab al-qabr. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha, wa zakiha anta khayru man zakaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilman la yanfa' wa min qalban la yakhsha wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajizi wal kasal. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from being helpless and lazy. I seek refuge with you from being helpless and lazy. Being helpless meaning somebody, he's able to take care of his own self and to do beneficial things in his life. He's able to move and the likes like this, but he's just helpless. He's just one of those helpless people who does not want to make any effort. And likewise from being lazy, and these things that come together. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from being helpless and lazy. Wa min al-jubni wal-bukhul, and from also from cowardice and stinginess. And the one who is lazy and the one who is helpless, many times this will lead him to be stingy and a coward. This will lead him to be stingy and to be a coward. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He will not be brave and he will not be kind and courteous because he's lazy and he's helpless himself in the first place. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this narration in Sahih Muslim by Zayd ibn Arqam, رضي الله عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his supplication, he would say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from العجز, being helpless, والكسل, and from being lazy, والجبن والبخل, and from cowardice, and from stinginess, والحرمي وعذاب القبر. Haram is from old age. When a person reaches the old age to where he starts to forget and not know who he is, and the old age that, yani, has a bad effect on the mind. On the mind, and haram, wa adab al qabr, and from the punishment of the grave. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began by seeking refuge with Allah from these affairs here. And then he says, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakiha anta khayru man zakaha anta waliyuha mulaha. O Allah, grant my soul its piety. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant my soul its piety. Wa zakiha, and purify it. Anta khayru man zakaha. You are the best of those to purify it. Anta waliyuha mulaha. And you are its guardian and protector. And then the supplication continues more ta'awudhat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilman la yanfa. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from knowledge that's not beneficial. Wa min qalban la yakhsha', from a heart that is not humble. Wa min nafsin la tashba', and from a soul that's never satisfied. Wa min du'a'in la yustajabu laha, and from a supplication that will not be responded to. So here in the end of this supplication, seeking refuge from knowledge that's not beneficial. So from the knowledge that's not beneficial is the knowledge of magic and the likes of these affairs. This is not beneficial, rather this is harmful. Or there's other knowledge likewise that's not beneficial, it's wasting a person's time and preoccupying him, like excessive knowledge of the news and of the status of the ball players and the likes like this. And then there's also another aspect of knowledge that's not beneficial, and that is the beneficial knowledge whenever it's not applied sincerely. This becomes knowledge that is not beneficial for a person, rather it's harmful. So to seek refuge from that, having beneficial knowledge and not benefiting from it. And this is from the outcome of that which we were discussing. بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. This is what happened to the Jews. Allah sealed their hearts because of their disbelief. Allah cursed them because of their disbelief. They had knowledge, but they did not apply it properly. They did not benefit from it. They were granted the great blessing of knowledge, and then they cast that knowledge behind their back as if it's nothing. نَبَذُوا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَأَى ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is something that's very dangerous. To seek refuge with Allah from having knowledge that is not beneficial. And if the knowledge is not beneficial, what comes after that? وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَى. From a heart that's not submissive and humble. So if the knowledge is not beneficial, that means it does not go into the heart. And if the knowledge does not reach the heart, then the heart will not submit and be humble. And this is something to seek refuge from, that a person's heart will not submit and be humble. And if the heart is not humble and submissive, then the soul will never be satisfied. He can have a new car, he want a newer car. He can have a new phone, he want another one just like it. He has a red shoes, he wants blue ones just like it. He will never be satisfied. He will never be happy. He will never be content. You can give him everything and feel like he's poor. He's never happy. He's never satisfied. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Because his heart is not humble, because he didn't benefit from the knowledge. And if this is the case, then the outcome is that if he supplicates and calls on Allah, he will not respond to him. So the Prophet, he will seek refuge from all of these things. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ إِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَكْشَعُ وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعُ وَمِنْ دُعَاءٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا. All of this is from the amazing affairs of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his life. This is what he was doing in his life. This is what he was going on. He was not fighting the people in order to overcome them and take their wealth and to take their money and to be a king and to have authority. Rather, he was humble and submissive. He's calling on Allah, seeking refuge with Allah from these affairs, from his blessings being stripped from him, from afiyah being taken from him or changing to bala, and from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging and calling on Allah in the morning and the evening and teaching the people the deen of Allah azza wa jal. All of these are also additional evidences for the authenticity of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which he was upon was light and guidance. That which he was upon is light and guidance. So this, the benefit here that we're discussing, the fact that it is Allah azza wa jal who guides and misguides. And if you hope to be guided, then you must beg him and take the means. And if you hope to be safe from misguidance, then you must beg him and take the means. And if not, then the heart still be sealed because of the deeds and the actions. And the eyes, they'll be veiled because of the deeds and the actions. And the ears, they'll be blocked and they'll become heavy. And it'll be difficult to hear the truth and listen in a manner that's beneficial because of sins and this and actions of disobedience. After this, the author, he mentioned, وَمِنْهَا أَرَّان. And also from the descriptions of the heart, أَرَّان, which is the rain, the covering. It's a heavy covering. That will come on the heart, inshallah. We will read this in our class to come. And while we're waiting for the iqamah, if there's any questions or corrections or comments, we can take them now. Wallahu a'lam. Za'iqatun. Min al-zayg. من الزيغ نعم they're not in the book. This is some additional benefit I was mentioning. Inshallah, I'll get them to you. Inshallah. نعم. Daran, what's he referring to? Huh? Which is it, is this in the Book of Allah? Where is it at? Surah Mutaffifin. Ahsan, Surah Mutaffifin. Kalla bal ran ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Ma kanu yaksibun. Naam. No question? No comment? No benefit? Any benefit you heard? Something you can apply in your life? Huh? A benefit? Somebody tell us a benefit. You're going to learn them, inshallah. Especially the second one. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we're going to make sure that you get them, inshallah. If you need help. You can probably find them easily, inshallah. This is Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari. Naam. Who knows the supplication? You wrote it down. What did you write? بخل
وحرمة وعذاب قبر.
ما شاء الله أحسنته. اللهم بارك. That's the first part. الله أكبر. You gotta catch up. اللهم بارك. اللهم بارك. What did you write? Huh? What did you write? You wrote something? Yeah? A little bit? الحمد لله. جزاك الله خيرا. ما شاء الله. اللهم بارك. What are some descriptions of the deviant hearts? Huh? Al-ama, they're blind. The heart is blind. Uh-huh. What's the proof for that? Innaha? Innaha? Al-latifu sudu ahsanta. Allahumma barik. The hearts, they can go blind. What does that mean? Who's the one who's truly blind? The one who cannot see? The Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the worst trial. This is the worst punishment, to not be able to see the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in everything, even in this eye that you see with, is a proof for the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is a proof for the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then a person, he will deny it. Even the tongue he denies with. Is a proof of the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of the Creator and the Provider and the Sustainer and His mercy and His power and authority. SubhanAllah, this is the worst of all blindness. The worst of all blindness, to be blinded from the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Other descriptions? So if the opposite of blindness, then what does he have? Huh? Basira. The opposite, if he's not blind, he has basira. He has basira, he has insight. He has insight. So the eye has basar, and the heart has basira. The eyes have basar, and the heart has basira. There's a relationship between the two. If you let your eyes loose, if you let the basar loose, then your basira will tighten up. It will lock up. If you check your eyes for the sake of Allah and refrain them, then your basira will open up. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَمَنِ. So if you check your eyesight for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah, He will open your heart and grant you insight and light, and you'll be able to see the truth. But if you let your eyes loose and you look at that which is forbidden and not pleasing to Allah, and you have no reins on your eyes, and you follow your desires with your eyes, then this will cause the heart to close up and to not be able to see the truth. It will cause the light of insight, because the insight is light, nur. Nurullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala fi qalbi kulli mu'min. It's the light of Allah in the heart of every believer. And that light will go out. From the ways of putting that light out is by looking at the haram things. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, it's been mentioned from some of the Salaf, they would say that indeed, أرى أن رجل ينسى علما كان يعلمه بذنب يصيبه. That a man, I believe that a man, he will forget some knowledge that he learned because of a sin that he committed. So in any case, there's a clear relationship between the insight and the eyesight and the light of Allah Azza wa Jal being able to see the truth. In Surah An-Nur, Allah, He mentions the verses of the light, and that Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And then briefly after that, Allah, He mentions the order for the believing males and females to lower their gaze. To lower their gaze. The people of knowledge, they mention the relationship here. So the one who lowers his gaze for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will let his insight loose and He will grant him the ability to see clearly. But if a person, he lets his eyes loose without the reins, then he will be punished accordingly, and his eyesight will go out. It will go out. So from the ways for the heart to go blind is to look at everything without any limits, and to fulfill one's lusts and desires by looking at the haram. By looking at the haram, وَلْيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is something that we're trying with greatly in these days because of these devices that we have and the access that is available in these devices. And because a person, maybe he'll be tried and think that he's alone somewhere whenever he's not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is with him by His knowledge wherever he may be. Wherever he may be. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.